if anyone would like to ask you a question. I'd like you to ask anything that's on your conscience, no matter what it is. All right, I'll comment on that. Now, I don't want to get into this question, it's rather deep, but you all have a very high degree of intelligence, so I'm going to make an attempt. In the time of Bible history, there was a geographic area known as Judea. Judea was a province of the Roman Empire. Now, a person who lived in Judea was known as a Judean, and in Latin, it was Judeus, and in Greek, it was Judaea. Those are the two words, Greek and Latin, for a Judean. Now, the word Latin and Greek, there is no such letter as J, and the first syllable of Judeus and Judaeus stop Jews. Now, when the Bible was written, it was first written in Greek, Latin, Hamantic, Syriac, Aramaic, all those languages. Never was the word Jew in any of them, because the word didn't exist. Judea was the country, and the people were Judeans, and Jesus was referred to only as a Judean. I have seen those earliest scripts available on always at the American Bible Society, and there was no such thing. In 1345, a man by the name of Wycliffe in England thought it was time to translate the Bible into English. There was no English edition of the Bible, because who the devil could read? It was only the educated church people who could read Latin and Greek, Syriac, Aramaic, and the other languages. Anyhow, Wycliffe thought, I'm going to make this translation into English. And he did. But in it, he had to look around for some words for Judeus and Judaeus. There was no English word because Judea had passed out of existence. There was no Judea. People had long ago forgotten. So he, in the first translation, used the words in referring to Jesus as E-Y-U, you. There was no printing press. Now, between 1345 and the 17th century, when the printing press came into use, that word passed through so many changes. I have them all here. If you want, I can read them to you. I will. That word, you, which was in the Wycliffe Bible, became, yeah, it was first G-Y-U, you, then G-I-U, you, then I-U, you, because the I in Latin is pronounced like the J, like Julius Caesar is I-U-L, there is no J in Latin, then I-U-W, you, then I-E, U-U, then I-E-U-I, Jewy, then I-W-E, then I-O-W, then I-E-W-E, all in Bible, as time went on, then I-E-U-E, then I-U-E, then I-V-E, then I-E-W, and finally, in the 18th century, J-E-W, you. All the corrupt and contracted forms for Judaeus and Judeus in Latin. Now, there was no such thing as Jew. And any theologian, I've lectured in maybe 20 of the most prominent theological seminaries in this country, and two in Europe, there was no such word as Jew. There only was Judea. And Jesus was a Judean. And the first English use of a word in an English Bible to describe him was G-Y-U-U, a contracted and shortened form of Judea. Just the same as we call a lab for laboratory, and we call a pram for a perambulator, and gas for gasoline as a tendency to shorten up. So who in England knew, if you put out in spelling Judaeus or Judaeus, in English there were no public schools, people did not know how to read it. They wouldn't know what it was. It looked like just scrambled alphabet. So they made a short word out of it. Like in England, they call a public house, which is a bar in our country, a pub. Easy to remember. Now, for a theologian to say that you can't harm the Jews is just ridiculous, because I'd like to know where in the scriptures it says that. I'd like to know the text. But now they say in Germany, look at what happened to Germany for touching the Jews. What would you, as a citizen of the United States, do to people that did to you what the so-called Jews, the Polacks and Litvaks and Galicianers, they weren't Jews, I just explained to you. They were Eastern Europeans who had been converted to Talmudism. There was such a thing as Judaism. Judaism was a name given in recent years to this religion known in Bible history as Torah Yaga. No Jew or no educated person ever heard of Judaism. It didn't exist. They pulled it out of the air, a meaningless word. Just like anti-Semitic. The Arabs are the Semites. And the Christians go around talking about people who don't like Jews as anti-Semites. And they call all the Arabs anti-Semites. The only Semites in the world are the Jews, are the Arabs. There isn't one Jew who's a Semite. They're all triple-skinned mongoloids, the Eastern European Jews. So they brainwash the public, and if you will invite me to meet this reverend who told you these things, I'll convince him, and it'll be one step in the right direction, and I'll go wherever I have to go to meet him.